T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Fran Fraschilla joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Coach, how you doing? Thanks for joining us.
Pleasure. Adam.
Yes.
All's good, man.
Yeah, you know, fans seem pretty excited right now. The early reaction, you know, you're always a little nervous because, you know, he's been a coach in college for 40 years. No connection to the NBA, but pretty excited about John Beilein. How do you think he will fare in the NBA?
Well, let's just first of all, let's just look at the landscape. The first thing is the difference between college coaching and the NBA is the difference between Spanish and Portuguese.
Okay.
They sound alike. They're completely different languages. So John is going to have an adjustment. There's no question about it. And I've had friends who have gone to the league who've said, hey, it took me 2 to 3 years to really figure things out. Now, having said that, where Cleveland is and where Kobe Altman and Dan Gilbert are probably headed is we're going to have a young team with a couple of high picks, including Colin Sexton from a year ago. We need a teacher. We're not going to win right away necessarily, but if we can create a culture of winning, of accountability, of, you know, developing young players, then John, in my mind, John Beilein is a good fit. He's a great teacher. He's got the demeanor, much like I would say he reminds me of Brad Stevens' dad, you know, as far as demeanor. He's going to be firm, but he's going to be fair, and he's never going to fly off the handle. And in the NBA, you know, you can't lose your temper. It's a players' league. And there's a lot of reasons why this is a good hire. But as far as winning right away, I don't think, you know, John Wooden or even Pat Riley could come in and do that, in my opinion now.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a concern a little bit. You know, he is 66 years old, and I don't care how old he is in terms of how can he coach these guys. It's, to me, how much longer does he want to coach? Because by the time the Cavs do get competitive, he could be in his 70s.
Well, and, you know, the thing about it is, you know, Pop is 68.
Yep.
You know, Hubie Brown, when he did a magnificent job with the Memphis Grizzlies, kind of in a similar situation, laying down a culture that, you know, really became a winning culture there, even after he left. I think that's where we are with John. You know, I think John's going to come in and teach and develop, and he's got a great basketball mind, so he's going to figure out the strategy of the league. There's more coaching done in an NBA game than in 3 college games, in my opinion, because there's more possessions in a game, and so this will be an adjustment to him, but it's not going to be because he's not a great basketball mind, because he is.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Fran Fraschilla. Fran Fraschilla, longtime college basketball coach, now with ESPN. Coach, you crossed paths with John Beilein a lot your time in Manhattan, right?
I did, yeah. You know, he's been a lifelong head coach, going back to high school, and he's never been an assistant, which is amazing to me.
Yeah.
But his first 4 years at Canisius in Division I coincided with my first 4 years at Manhattan. We were big rivals in the MAC conference, the other MAC. You know,
yeah.
We say the MAC,
yeah.
Not the MAC.
But,
you know, I thoroughly enjoyed coaching against him. First of all, he's a gentleman. If you win, he shakes your hand and tries to get you the next time. If he wins, he's gracious. And we had some great battles, but it was never, you could see the way he's coached his whole career and the way he's lived his life, that the guy is, he's someone with a lot of integrity. And, even back then, we had great defensive teams, but we had our hands cut for when we had a coach against him, and that hasn't changed, during his whole college career.
You think he got fed up at all with some of the college stuff, you know, having to deal with some of the scandals that other universities have, and,
yeah.
And him being so such a high man of integrity, he's like, you know what,
yeah.
Bleep this. I'm going to go to the NBA. I don't have to deal with this anymore.
I think that probably pushed him a little bit. I mean, obviously, a year ago, he was involved with the Pistons job, so You know, I think that might have had something to do with it. I think it's always a combination of reasons. The challenge, the money, the opportunity to coach the best in the world, and, you know, certainly what's gone on in college basketball the last 12 months. It's not any seedier than it's ever been for those of us who know or have lived it, but I think because it's been so prevalent, or at least in the media, it's been out in the news so much that it's cast a pall over college coaching. And so I'm sure that that might have been just one more thing that pushed John to an opportunity like this. But chance to coach in the greatest basketball league in the world, there's only 30 jobs, and you are getting a chance to coach some very good, you know, players, I think it's probably the primary reason.
We're talking with former college hoops coach, now with ESPN Fran Fraschilla. Coach, John Beilein will soon have a new player, hopefully the first overall pick with Zion Williamson. We'll find out tomorrow night with the lottery. But let's start with Zion. How, you know, we are going to respond in Cleveland. If the Cavs get Zion, we're going to be celebrating Wednesday like they won a playoff game.
Yes.
And even if they end up two, and, you know, whoever they end up taking it to is probably going to be a really good player, but it's still going to feel like a huge disappointment. Is that fair, and how good is Zion going to be?
Well, I don't think it's fair because, and I know that Colin Sexton is, you know, on the roster and, you know, from what I can tell, had a, you know, an up and down rookie year, you know, some bright moments, some not so bright moments. But I think Ja Morant is nearly in the same boat as Zion. I really do. We've seen drafts where Sam Bowie went one and Michael Jordan went three. Greg Oden went one and Kevin Durant went two. And I think we're looking at this kind of scenario again this year, in my opinion. Now, Zion is a transcendent player. No one at the college level has taken my breath away, at least athletically, since Shaq. Not that there haven't been great players like KD and Carmelo, guys like that, but this kid is a force of nature. He was clearly the best player in the country going back to last August when I watched him on a Canadian tour that Duke made. I hate to say it, it's crazy to say this because LeBron's going to end up one of the three greatest players of all time. But this kid, I think, you know, is probably more physically imposing than LeBron was. The knee's a concern, if only a minor one, but elite athlete, powerful, great defensively. He's getting to the rim in the NBA because of the rules. He's going to be on SportsCenter most every night. And most importantly, for a franchise like Cleveland, he plays the game with a smile. And I think he's going to be a very engaging young man and will go number one, you know, no matter who has that pick, in my opinion.
But you feel like if the Cavs get the number two pick, it would be a huge mistake to not take Ja Morant because...
I do.
Yeah.
I really do because in this day and age... Listen, I saw Colin Sexton in college. He's going to be a good pro. But, you know, when I look at Trailblazers backcourt seems to coexist pretty well, right? CJ McCollum and Dame Lillard, those two guys. In fact, many people who don't follow the NBA didn't realize until yesterday how good CJ McCollum was. So I think you take the best player available if you're Kobe Altman. And in my mind, of course, you know, what do I know? I'm just another one of 1,000 basketball experts that can be right or wrong. But, you know, there's something about Ja Morant that tells me, you know, perennial all-star, Westbrook-type player. And listen, when Jerry West tells you that he might be the best player in this draft, which he made that comment about a month ago, that says a lot. But if it's me with the number two pick, I'm going to use the 5 or 10 minutes, but I'm taking Ja Morant.
We're talking with Fran Fraschilla. Coach, when you look at, you know, there's always a couple of guys that end up getting drafted later that end up being really good players. Is there a guy, you know, who could be maybe a late first round or even second round pick that you think could be a surprise, really good player?
Well, there's a few of them because, and again, depending on what you mean by surprise, because as you guys know, Draymond went 37th, I think, right? So every team passed him up, and some passed him up twice. But, you know, like guys that I really like that I think are going to be of good value late in the first, early second, Eric Paschal from Villanova, who has a Draymond type of game. Bruno Fernando from Maryland, who I think is going to go in the first round, but you know, is a kid that, you know, would be an excellent role player. You know, when you look at, you know, you look at Siakam from Toronto, he was a late first, and now he's on the verge of stardom. So, you know, those two guys, not having my list in front of me, that those two guys really come to mind as being, you know, potentially really good. A kid that I think is going to be really good at the top of the draft that could be a Dame Lillard type, and I know he's not going to be a sleeper, but he's been under the radar because of an injury, is Darius Garland from Vanderbilt, who only played four games. You know, he's not that far behind Ja Morant, in my opinion. And again, you know, if you're Kobe Altman and the Cavs, do you take R.J. Barrett, who's going to be a perennial 20-point-a-game scorer, scores like he breathes, or, you know, and you know, I know everybody's got R.J. up there, but we said the same thing about Justice Winslow 4 years ago, and Justice has not been a star by any stretch. He's just been a good NBA player. So I think you got to shoot for the fences and you know, look for stardom, no matter what position that is.
How good a pro you think Culver can be, the kid from Texas Tech? I only saw him in the tournament, and I'm like, man, this kid blew me away, but I didn't see him a whole lot during the regular season.
Well, as you guys know, you know, I cover the Big 12, and I know that program intimately, and I think the things that excite you about Jarrett Culver are he's got the NBA size at the two-guard spot. He's an incredible kid. We talk low maintenance. This kid has no maintenance. And obviously has done some really good things at Texas Tech, helping him get to the Final Four. Now, he went 10 for 50 from three to start the Big 12. Okay, think about that, 10 for 50. He ended up shooting 30% behind the arc. He's a good, not great NBA athlete. But in this draft, which in my opinion, after two or three, maybe four, drops off considerably, he's coming into this league at a perfect time. Because in my mind, it's not a draft full of starters and future stars. So I love the kid personally. I love everything about him. I just think that, you know, in a normal draft, he wouldn't be going so high. I think he's going to be a solid NBA player, rotation first, eventual starter down the road. But incredible young man.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Love being on, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Coach Fraschilla.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.